This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder that Mason Crosby Show is coming up next with Mitch Nellis. That'll be from 9 to 11 AM today, so make sure to check that out. But right now, we are joined by my good friend Perry Goldstein. You can find her on Packs What She Said, and of course, Pack-A-Day Podcast as well. You can find her on Twitter, at Perry underscore Goldstein. I'm overjoyed to be talking to her today. Perry, how the heck are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. This is so fun. It's so nice to be talking to you, too.
Usually we are doing a post-game episode or a late Sunday episode, so I don't know that I've ever experienced early morning Perry Goldstein, but here we are. We're going to get to talk some Green Bay Packers, and like I said, I could not be more excited for it. Well, let me start by asking you this. The Packers are 8 games into the season. They're 6-2 on the year. It's been a little bit of a weird and wonky year. Jordan's been out. We've got 3 Malik Willis appearances under our belt. They're 6-2, like I said. They're in the number 5 seed if the playoffs ended today. How do you, Perry, evaluate this Packers season through 8 games so far?
I think they're not playing to their full potential yet, which is scary to me. That's where I land on this team. Like, they're certainly not playing up to their full standard, or at least what we think that they can play up to, and I'm sure they would agree to that, not beating down on bad teams and you know, going toe-to-toe with good teams, and they're 6-2, they're finding ways to win. But I think that we still have a lot of, like, really good football in this team that we haven't seen yet.
I think you're totally correct, and I think for me that gives me so much reason for optimism, is that they are 6-2. They've beaten a Houston Texans team that's really good. They've taken care of a lot of opponents that at the end of the day they probably should have taken care of. But when you're 6-2 on the year, you're sitting in that 5 seed in the playoffs, you're still very much in the NFC North conversation, and you've probably played at, I don't know, maybe 60-70% of your actual ability. I think that's a really good sign for this team moving forward of what they're still capable of.
100%. And I think when they go up against tougher opponents like this coming weekend, we're going to see whether they're able to rise to the occasion or not. I feel confident that they will be. I think they're super resilient. So we've got a lot of football ahead of us, though, and a lot of primetime games as well under the lights for some of these new guys and the rookies. So again, a lot of really opportunities to see who can step up. But I do think that based on what we saw in 2023, there's still better football ahead for this team.
Yeah, I think so too. That upcoming schedule we might talk about in just a little bit, it's definitely going to be a very interesting one, and we're going to get a lot of litmus tests, including against Detroit this upcoming Sunday. Speaking of that 6-2 start, we mentioned a huge reason that they are 6-2, which seems still crazy to say, is because of Malik Willis and the impact that he has made on this team. I don't know if you would have told me that even the day after they made that trade if I would have believed you, Perry, but here we are. They're 6-2 again, in large part in 3 of those games because of Malik Willis. What has his impact been on this team, and how do you even define the story of him coming over and playing as well as he's played so far?
You know, it's funny, Andy, I've been thinking about this a lot, because before the season started, you and I continuously said, you know, if you lose Jordan for any stretch of time in this season, it's done, you know, hang it up, it's over. And now that we're halfway through the season, essentially, with a formidable backup who has shown he can win games in a number of different ways, right? We've seen him lean on the ground game. We've seen him make incredible throws. And it's obviously a testament to the rest of this offense and to Matt LaFleur, but Malik stepping in I don't feel that way anymore. Now, naturally, that's not what you want, but to have a backup who you trust this much is incredibly rare. I don't know if I can think of one that we've had in Green Bay in my living memory. Now, most of your listeners, for them, I'm quite young. but to be able to not have to skip a beat when you put your backup quarterback in, and that's from going right from your franchise guy, you're probably one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league in Jordan Love, to your backup, that's huge. That's just a huge asset to have on your team. So I can't say enough, honestly, about having Malik on this roster.
No, I like a lot of what you just said, including what this offense has been able to do around Malik Willis to lift him up. Josh Jacobs put the team on his back this past week. I think the offensive line stepped up a lot of the times when he has gone in, and I think Matt LaFleur just getting the most out of him has been really impressive. And Perry, I know myself as well. I am also super young, but I've went back and I've looked at a lot of the backup quarterbacks, and no, I think he's the best backup quarterback in my lifetime in Green Bay, right there with you. And now, very clearly, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Kurt Warner, Mark Brunell, Aaron Brooks, Matt Hasselbeck. There's been a lot of good backup quarterbacks in Green Bay, but none of them had to really actually go in and start games or play games. Like, most of those guys never got the opportunity because Brett never went out. Like, he was never hurt, and Aaron was very rarely hurt. And when he was, a lot of the times the people that were coming in were the Scott Tolzien's, the Seneca Wallace's, obviously Matt Flynn had that really nice run. I think Matt Flynn's probably the name that comes to mind, at least in the conversation. But what Malik Willis has done in three games so far, I don't think there's any question. I think he's the best backup quarterback that's coming in and produced in my entire lifetime. And like you said, in yours as well.
Yeah. And it's kind of like the mental side of being a backup quarterback too, to just like be ready at a moment's notice. You know, he had two games where he knew he was the starter, and that's a very different prep. But this past week in Jacksonville was really where I was immensely impressed with him, to just throw the helmet on, go in, like I said, not skip a beat at all. This offense doesn't skip a beat. And Matt LaFleur is able to call what he, maybe not necessarily what he would call with Jordan, but he's able to call his offense with his backup quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits, or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Not have to change too much and just allow this team to like do their thing. And again, I think that's huge and why they're winning games.
Yeah, I think so too. And again, I think that trust is building with Malik Willis as well. And I think they're trusting him even more as time goes on, which is a really cool thing to experience and watch as well. We're being joined right now by Perry Goldstein, the Pax What She Said podcast. Right now, you can check her out, her and Maggie Loney, with the one and only Rachel Hotmire, who covers the Detroit Lions. That episode is absolutely amazing. So make sure to go and check that out when you have the chance. I want to ask you next, Perry, about the one and only Tucker Kraft, who has really made this year two jump, which we always like to talk about, but it doesn't always happen. We are seeing it happen right before our eyes with Tucker Kraft. Talk to me about his impact on this team so far.
Oh, you can't say enough about Tucker, really. I think he was one of those guys that was I'd like to call a slow burn, and not even slow, because it's year two and look at the impact he's having. But when him and Luke Musgrave got into the room, you really thought, okay, it's going to be Luke Musgrave, tight end one. But Tucker's worked his tush off, and he's an incredible blocker. He's an incredible pass catcher. He does everything well. that this team asks him to do. And there's a huge reason why I feel like every big play that this offense has, he's involved somehow, whether it's a big block or he's, you know, creating so much yards after the catch. He's second in the league in tight ends and yards after the catch. Like, there's just so much big play opportunity with him. And tight end is a hard transition from college to the NFL. And he comes from a smaller organization in college. So for him to make that jump as quickly as he has is everything. And just, you know, as a side, you know, he definitely has broken the third round pick curse.
Yes, he very much has. Sean Ryan was a little bit on the path to that, but Tucker Kraft said it's over, it's done, end it. We're done with this third round curse thing, which has been fun. And to your point, you know, you talk about him being involved in big plays. You go back to this past week, and obviously we all know the 50-60 yarder, of course, that he had. The Jaden Reed play, he makes the huge block on that play to allow Malik Willis to have time to throw that play to Jaden Reed that set up the game-winning field goal, and of course had that little touchdown pass as well, or touchdown completion as well, where he, you know, just kind of leaked out into the flat and was sitting wide open for the touchdown. So you're talking about two of the biggest plays in the game he had a huge impact on, and then of course another touchdown as well. So his impact is very much felt, and I don't think there's anyone that's made a bigger jump. If you go back to training camp last year, Perry, like he was, there's not even close to being ready. There's a reason he didn't play in like the first half of the season last year. Like, he looked like a lost rookie. You could see the big eyes, you could tell, like, oh my goodness, like it might take a while. And then all of a sudden it just clicked, even in year one, by the end of year one. And now the impact that he's making in year two has been massively impressive. Now, Perry, I know you have a love affair with the cornerback room, a propensity to cover these corners at maybe a slightly higher level. So I could not ask you about the state of this cornerback room. It's in an interesting spot. Jair Alexander out this week. Corey Ballantyne's been dealing with some injuries, but I think there's been some really good stuff in this corner room as well. So how do you evaluate the corners through 8 weeks this year?
Oh, I think it's hard to evaluate the corners in a vacuum this year without including like the DBs in general, because I Jeff Hafley is moving his safeties and his corners around so much, especially Keyshawn Nixon and Javon Bullard in and out of the slot, right? So I think just the state of the DB room is probably where I look at it more. But I go back to a conversation we had before the season, like, especially around the draft, like, do the Packers need to take a cornerback? And it was such a big divide, right? Do the Packers need to take someone, or do they feel confident about who they have in this room? And naturally, we saw they felt confident who they have in this room. And I am starting to think, you know, maybe some boundary corner help is not always a bad thing to have, you know, especially with Jair now being out. I think the room just looks so much different without him in it. You know, he's on the field, he locks it down, he's one of the best in the league, yes, and then you just have to think about the other half. But now you're looking at Ballantyne and Stokes, who are having really up and down seasons. Stokes even is dealing with, I think, a hand injury after this last game. So I don't know, you know, we just talked about trust in Malik Willis. I don't know if there's that same level of trust in the rest of the boundary corners. They've moved Nixon over there as well, but I don't know that I feel as confident in the state of the cornerbacks without Jair on the field. Now, you feel better because they have amazing safety help behind them, so it's not like they're out there on an island without a prayer, but at the same time, it's not necessarily as strong as I would have hoped it would look going in, thinking that Ballantyne and Stokes would take that jump.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at as well. And especially the point where if Jair's out, it just feels like you're really missing a core piece and you just don't have that corner that you need out there on the field. And we know that Jair's had some injury concerns over the last couple seasons that have kept him out of game. So I think, you know, we were hoping, as you mentioned, that Stokes would kind of get back to his rookie form, which we haven't really seen so far this year, that Carrington Ballantyne would take that second year jump, kind of like we were talking about with Tucker Kraft. And it just seems that they don't have that full faith in him as of yet. I do think overall the Keyshawn Nixon on the outside, Jair on the outside with Javon Bullard in the slot, Evan Williams and Xavier McKinney at safety, I think that group of five has been really impressive and I have a lot of faith in overall. But again, when you get anything past that, then there definitely becomes some depth concerns. And I do wonder if Green Bay might look to make some sort of deal to maybe try to buoy that corner room just a little bit.
I think that would be a great move at the deadline. This team should be all in right now, in my mind, right? They should be looking at the season, you know, all in, as in like the way the Packers do things, right? I'm not saying, you know, trade away the farm, but I think going for someone to bolster any position group that they feel is weak because they know that they can make a deep push and they need help is a smart move.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think when you look at that corner room, I think adding one more piece and just giving you a little bit more flexibility could really help. And just again, especially if Jair would go out for any period of time, if you get to the playoffs and you don't have him, it's just going to feel like a very different room. And it's always tough to anticipate what injuries you're going to get. But again, we've seen Jair have some of those injuries and you just don't want to get caught in the playoffs with that type of situation. Again, we're talking right now with Perry Goldstein of the Packs What She Said podcast. And of course, you can find her on Packaday as well. Let's talk some Packers lines. Perry, what are some of the keys to this game that could ultimately swing it in one direction or the other?
Oh boy, there's a few. I mean, the Lions are a juggernaut right now on offense. Like they I don't know if there's anything that they're not doing well. I think my two keys for the Packers on this one is to run the ball effectively. If you can run the ball effectively like they have been all season, they're one of the best rush teams in the league, which is crazy to say. You keep the Lions off the field. You hold time of possession and you don't turn this into a shootout. And I think that is a recipe for success for them. My other key for the Packers on the other side of the ball is, like, how are you getting to Jared Goff? Pressure hasn't necessarily been a strength of this team this season. Jeff Hapley can cook up some fun pressures and blitzes, but the actual getting to the quarterback, it hasn't matriculated yet. It hasn't shown up on the stat sheet. And Jared Goff has been absolutely nails when pressured and blitzed. So what can Jeff Hapley and this team do to knock Jared Goff off his spot? Because if you can't, I especially with Jair out, I can envision this Lions team like passing all over the place. So those are my two keys for this game. I think these teams match up well. It's going to be fun. I just don't know if the Packers can win in a shootout against the Lions team that is averaging, you know, like 33 points a game this season.
You bring up an interesting point. I was just going to ask you that. So if I told you that the score was either like, you know, 17-16 or like 38-35, which one do you think the Packers have a better chance of winning?
17-16.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, the Packers defense, like clamping down, if they're playing their brand of football that they have been and clamping down in the second half, like to me that would be more believable. And if it does end up being a shootout, you know, it's not to say that I don't think the Packers can, this offense can't go toe-to-toe, right? But the Lions are putting up points right now. I mean, 52, 47. I'm not talking about like, you know, four touchdown games. I'm talking like 40 bombs, 40 burgers. So I could see them being like just on the wrong side of a walk-off kick, a walk-off field goal, like they've been on the right side of the last 2 weeks.
They're playing, it's Madden numbers. Like they're putting up 50 points like it's nothing. They're running trick plays everywhere. Like you don't know what's going on. It literally feels like the Lions are playing Madden. Everyone else is kind of stuck in like Tecmo Bowl era. And like they just are like, yep, we're going to chuck the ball around. We're going to throw the ball to our offensive lineman. It doesn't matter. We're going to throw up 50 points. And yeah, they are very fun to watch and very difficult to go against right now. And I'm excited to see how this Green Bay team stacks up. All right, let's assume that you went in your hot tub time machine and you went into the future and saw that the Packers won this game. What do you think would be the biggest reason or why Green Bay came away with the win?
Ball security, for sure. They both these teams have really high turnover differentials on defense. I mean, they take the ball away. So if the Packers can win the turnover battle in this one, I think they put themselves in a really good position.
Yeah, I think so too. I think efficiency is just going to be the key anytime you face Detroit. They are such an efficient team. They take great care of the ball. Like we saw last year, like they have more touchdowns and incompletions over the last like few weeks. Like it's just a crazy, crazy team right now. So that efficiency stat, I think, is going to be massively important. If you have any of those big mistakes on special teams or an interception here or there, it can really, really cost you against Detroit. All right, Perry, as we get out of here, what is your prediction on A, who starts at quarterback in this game, and B, your final prediction on the outcome of this game?
I think Jordan plays. I do. Just the way he's talking so far. I mean, it's early, right? It's not early in the week. Wow, it's Thursday. I guess we'll find out soon. But I think that he's too much of a fighter. I mean, you saw him in the Jacksonville game trying to play through that. So it's too big But it will come down to the medical staff. And my prediction for this one, you know, earlier in this week, I was like, I think the Lions win this one, but I'm starting to change my mind a little bit. So I think it's going to be close. It's definitely going to be close, but it is at Lambeau. So if we can, if the crowd can get up for this one, I do think the Packers can eke out a win and then be atop the NFC North.
I'm so excited for this one. I agree with you. The more that I watch this and kind of look at the tape, I think there's some things that Detroit can be a little bit susceptible to, which we'll talk about tomorrow on the episode. But Perry, I can't thank you enough. Tell us all about the Packs What She Said podcast.
Oh, sure. So I have a podcast twice a week with Maggie Loney, who has been on this show. We talk everything Packers. We do preview shows and post-game shows. We have fun guests on. A few lined up for the rest of the season. So if you enjoyed the Rachel Hotmire episode, you can look forward to more guests. And you can check us out everywhere you listen to podcasts and on YouTube.
Perry, you're the absolute best. Everyone make sure to follow her on Twitter at @Perry_Goldstein. When we come back, we'll be going live to the phone. So get those phone calls in on the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line at 414-677-1250. This is the Packaday Radio Show live from 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.